感谢神在阿摩斯的里头，虽然神说的话是很严厉。
We thank God even though the words he has spoken in the book of Amos are very solemn.
但是我们还是要感谢我们的主。
But we still have to thank our Lord.
因为在他所说的许许多多严厉的话的里头。
Because within all those solemn words that he spoke.
仍然没有磨掉他给人的怜悯和同情的那一份恩典。
That it hasn't wiped away the grace of him being sympathizing with man and also his mercy.
我们今天晚上从第六章开始要往前看。
And today we'll start with chapter 6.
我们会也许会看三章。
We may read three chapters.
因为在这三章圣经的里边把神的性情很明确的给我们来打开。
Because within these three chapters, it tells us of God's character very clearly.
从第五章那里边神那么严厉的责备又警告了以色列。
In chapter 5, God has solemnly warned and rebuked the people.
从第六章开始，弟兄姊妹，你好像看到神好像换了一个样貌来跟以色列人说话。
And in chapter 6, you can see as if God has changed an angle to speak to the Israelites.
话还是很严厉。
The words are still solemn.
但是你看到神说话的那个语气和内容好像没有先前所说的那么强烈，
but、
那么硬。
The way that God spoke and the content of His words are not as severe as before.
虽然在以前的我们记得有两句话是很明确的。
There are two verses. They are very clear in the previous chapter.
你们还不归向我。
That you would not return to me.
你们寻求我就得存活。
If you seek me, you can live.
好像在遮蔽的里边仍然是给以色列民留下一条路给他们知道该怎么走。
So it's as if within the rebuke, God has left a way for Israelites to know how to walk on it.
但是来到第六章以后，
But after chapter 6,
神就说出一个事实，很严肃，很严肃的。
That God has placed forth this fact that it's very solemn.
神要拆毁犹大，拆毁以色列，这个事实是没办法更改的了。
That God will tear down Israelites is something that cannot be changed.
虽然这一个事实没办法更改，
even though this fact cannot be changed.
但是神还是留下神那一份怜悯的恩情。
But God has saved His mercy and His grace.
所以第六章你看到神一开始就说，你留意你们从前的光景。
So in the beginning of chapter 6, God said that take note of how you were before.
你们从前是非常蒙福的一群。
Before you were a group that's very blessed.
说国为列国之首。
That you are among the foremost nations.
当然这个事情我们很明显的知道，那是指着大卫和所罗门的日子，那以色列的那种光景。
And we know that this is talking about during the days of David and Solomon.
列国对以色列有一个畏惧。
The nations, they were fearful toward Israelites.
他们从远处的或者近处的，他们都向以色列的王有进贡。
That from near to far, they have paid the tributes to the kings of Israelites.
确实我们看到当年以色列开始的时候是非常蒙福的。
And we can see that in the beginning, Israel was very blessed.
因为他们是按照神的心意在那里建立他们的国。
Because they established the kingdom according to God's will.
尤其是到了那所罗门的那些日子。
Especially when it came to the days of Solomon.
他除了按照神的心意来治理国家以外，
Besides managing his kingdom according to God's will,
他们又体贴神的心意，在那里为神建造圣殿。
And he was after God's heart to build a temple for God.
所以那一段的日子，远近的邦国对以色列都是一个非常非常的敬畏。
So at that time, the nations near and far, they were very fearful and respect the kingdom of Israel.
当然从 所罗门的下半段开始他们出难处，发生难处了。
And during the later half of Solomon's day, the problems arise.
虽然是发生难处，
even though there were problems,
但是就以色列国本身来说，他们还是保持有相当的兴盛。
But Israel was still rather prosperous.
在那一段日子的里边，周围的列国仍然是用眼睛看着以色列。
So during those times, the nations around, they were still looking at Israel.
因为神在他们中间有动作。
Because God has performed his work among them.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
不单是国这一方面是给人有许许多多的怀念。
Not only is the nation that's being missed by the people.
又说到他们人最著名。
And also it says that they were notable men.
如果我们不了解这句话，
If we don't understand these words,
我们不太觉得以色列民有什么著名。
And we would not understand why are they among the notable men.
以色列国的确在那个时候是有过一段很辉煌的日子。
The nation of Israel, they did have a period of time that they were very prosperous.
但是说到他们的人这一方面，怎么是最著名？
But when we talked about the men, why were they notable?
他们能比埃及人更有名吗？
Are they more famous than the Egyptians?
埃及那边是那个时候的文化是非常的威王。
Because the civilization of Egypt at that time is very great.
他们能比得上亚述的那样的强大吗？
And are they bigger or stronger than Assyria?
以色列如果从这方面来做比较的话，也赶不上亚述。
But if you compare Israelites with Israel, they're not as great as
Assyria. 但是神的话在那里说，人最著名。
But it says that notable men.
怎么著名法？
And how were they notable?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是说出神对他们的拣选。
It tells of the choosing of God.
他们称为选民。
They were the chosen people.
他们是给神所悦纳的一群。
They were the group that's accepted by God.
神在他们身上有一个计划。
That God has a plan.
或者说神在他们身上有一个等候。
Or God's waiting for them.
要叫他们成为祭司的国度。
So that they will be a royal priesthood.
要让他们成为圣洁的国民。
And they would be a holy nation.
换一句话来说。
So in other words.
他们是被神选中放在地上来做神自己的彰显。
They were chosen by God to place on earth to manifest God.
而这个是以色列民他们的那一个身份和地位。
And this is the position and the status of the Israelites.
所以你要回顾从前以色列的光景。
So if you look back at how Israel was before,
你没办法不在那里承认。
That you have to acknowledge.
他们人最著名。
That they were notable men.
我想弟兄姊妹你记得。
And brothers, you may remember.
示巴女王来寻找所罗门。要听所罗门的智慧话的那一段历史。
The history of the Queen Sheba to come after Solomon to listen to his words.
我们就能看到人最初有著名的那个事实不是虚假的。
And we can tell that it's not a false statement that says they are notable men.
你记得列王记那里记载，示巴女王来到耶路撒冷。
And in the books of Kings, it says that the Queen of Sheba came to Jerusalem.
她看到所罗门上朝的时候的那种气派。
And he saw Solomon and his officials.
圣经就说，她就魂不守舍。
And the Bible said that she was overwhelmed.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到这样的个描写，就说出以色列民在万民的眼中是何等何等特殊的。
And you can see that Israelites among the men of all the nations, they are very special.
更不必说在他们这个民族的中间，神用着他们来显明过多少神手中的工作。
And not to mention how many works that God has used them to perform.
就 拿他们出埃及这一段历史来说
，and when we talk about the history of leaving Egypt，
那就是一件不得了的事情
，and that was a great matter。
你在拿他们建国以后
，after they established a kingdom，
起初的时候跟四维列国的征战
，and in the very beginning when they had all the battles with all the nations，
神怎么成为他们的得胜
？How God became the victory？
啊，你也可以看到。他们在人眼中是何等的尊贵和给尊重。
And you can see among in men's eyes how glorious they were and how honored they were.
但是很可惜，等到阿摩斯在那里说话的时候，这一切都成了历史。
But unfortunately, during the time when Amos was speaking, these are all became history.
这些都是过去的事。
And these are all things of the past.
这些都不再是现今的光景。
And it's not the same, at the present time.
如果你要再说那些光景，你只不过是在当时来怀念是。
And those conditions are only the conditions they could be missed or could be remembered.
但是神还是借着阿摩斯来把他们提醒一下。
But God continued to use Amos to remind them.
你们注意，你们曾经在神面前所蒙的恩典是何等的大。
Remember how great of the mercy that you have received before God.
在人中间的那个尊荣是何等的高。
The honor it was so great among men.
为什么现在落到这种光景呢
？And how would you become in such a condition now？
但是很可惜的。
But unfortunately，
你往下读的时候
，If you continue to read on，
你就看到
that you will see
神借着阿摩斯说这样的话
，that through Amos God spoke these words。
但是以色列人不觉得阿摩斯说的话是准确的。
But the Israelites did not think that what Amos said was correct。
他们觉得我们现在正好。
They felt that they were just fine right now.
我们没有衰落。
And they did not have a fall.
我们也没有失去什么的尊荣。
And they did not lose any honor.
我们还是一样的繁荣丰富。
That we are still the same as prosperous as before.
弟兄姊妹，这是当时以色列的那个光景。
And this was the condition of Israel.
换一句话来说。
In other words.
他们。在那一个时间毫无保留地活在眼见的那一个光景里。
At that time, they were living in what they could see or what's visible.
他看到眼前的那些事情。
They saw what's ahead of them.
他觉得我们有什么危险。
And they would think that we have no danger.
我们有什么不对。
There's nothing wrong with us.
哦，如果说敬拜，我们敬拜神很火热。
And if we talk about worship, we are very zealous in our worship.
如果说到那个民间的生活，我们很丰富。
And if you talk about daily living, we are very abundant.
我们都在那里安居乐业。
That we are very happy and peaceful.
我们如果不去攻打别人的时候，别人也不敢来攻打我们。
And if we don't go attack other people, when other people
will attack us, 我们是非常的平静安稳的在这个地区。
And we are living in a very peaceful period of time.
弟兄姊妹，这是当时的以色列人心思里的情形。
And this is the condition within the heart among the Israelites.
他们一点不觉得神借着阿摩斯对他们所说的责备的话有什么是他们要听进去的。
And they did not think that they have to listen to any of those words of Amos.
因为从外面来看，
because from without,
我们什么都好，
everything is fine.
我们没有什么缺欠，
we have no lacking.
我们也没有什么亏负的人，
and we did not shortchange anybody.
并且我们也有相当强的那个实力。
And also, we are very strong as a nation.
也没有什么人来敢惹我们。
And no nations would dare to attack us.
但弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
我们的主给他们说这些话的时候
，When the Lord spoke these words to them,
非常明确的，又提醒他们另外一方面的事。
And very clearly, he reminded them another fact.
不错，在他们的心思里。
It's right within their hearts.
我们现在是平静安稳的在以色列。
Now we are enjoying a peaceful and restful time in Israel.
我们没有什么过不去的事。
There's nothing wrong.
用先知说的话来说。
Using the words of the prophets.
我们现在是安逸无虑的。
That we are complacent.
但是先知的话在那里 给他们说出一个光景，和他们心里面所想的完全是相反的。
But the words of the prophet pointed out this condition, which is completely opposite to what they think.
那先知在那里说
，The prophet said,
你们住在撒玛利亚。
That you live in Samaria.
甚至是这里的话，你是包括在犹大那一方面。
It also includes in Judah.
当然，主要是说到以色列北边的十个支派。
But mainly it talks about the ten tribes in the north.
你们住在撒玛利亚。
You dwell in Samaria.
你们觉得平安无虑。
You feel secure.
但是你们有祸了。
But woe to you.
怎么有祸呢
？How is it that is woe to you?
他们还不知道。怎么会有祸
？Because or still they did not know.
因为在眼见的里边
，Why there's any problem？
他们样样都好。
Because in what's visible, everything was fine.
但是神的话就说你们有祸了。
But God's word says you have the woe to you.
怎么有祸法呢
？And how what is
the woe？ 神说你可以到这几个地点来看看。
God said you can come to these places to look.
阿摩斯在那里就给他们提出三个地方。
So Amos point out three places.
一个地方叫做贾尼。
One place is Calne.
一个地方叫做哈马。
And Hamath.
一个地方叫做加特。
And also Gath.
这三个地方，如果从那一个地区的历史来说，都曾经是非常有过非常辉煌的历史。
If you look at these three places, their history, they have very strong and great history.
再加上他们的地形所造成的那一个环境。
And also the geographical area.
这些地区啊，都是如果敌人要进攻的话呢，那么这个都是易守难攻的地方。
And if the enemies were to attack, this is a place that they can have a very good defense and very hard to attack.
弟兄姊妹，你注意啊。
My sisters take note.
那贾尼是在哪里呢
？Where's Calneh?
他说你们要去到，要过到贾尼那里去，要查看一下。
It says go to Calneh and look at it.
那贾尼。在圣经里头给我们留意到这个我们很生疏的
Calneh in the Bible is somewhere that we're not familiar with
但是它确实蛮重要的
But it is a very important place
因为它是在上古的时候有一个敢与神顶撞的那个首领叫做宁禄弟兄姊妹还有印象
Because in the ancient time, there was a leader named Nimrod. He dared to oppose God.
你读创世纪的时候，你就看到宁禄这一个人。
When you read the book of Genesis, you will come across this person, Nimrod.
在神面前，神说他就是会打猎。
The God said he's a good hunter.
但神看他是会打猎。
The God looked at him as a good hunter.
但是他自己看自己呢，就不是会。只是会打猎。
But when he looked at himself, he's not just a good hunter.
他就觉得自己是那个旷世的英雄。
He thought he's a great hero.
那创世纪那里就说他建造了几个城。
That in the book of Genesis it says that he built several cities.
最有名的是示拿、亚述。
The most famous cities are Shinar and Assyria?
是呢，就是巴比伦。
Shinar is Babylon.
虽然那个时候巴比伦还没有兴起，但是巴比伦城，现在说是城，不是说巴比伦国。巴比伦城却是一个非常大而有名气的城。
So even though at that time Babylon, the nation was not established, but Babylon, the city, was a very great city.
亚述的尼尼微也是其中的一个。
And also Nineveh of Assyria is also.
那除了这两个呢
？Besides these two,
宁禄还建造了另外两个城。
Nimrod also built another two cities.
其中一个就是这个尼，就是这个扎尼。
And one of them is this place, Calneh.
换一句话来说
，In other words，
贾尼是古时最有名的四座城里头的一个。
In other words, Colony is one of the four most famous cities in the ancient time.
虽然它比不上士拿和尼尼维。
Even though it's not as great as Shinar and Nineveh.
但是还是古代四个城里头的一个。
But it's still one of the four ancient cities.
哦，那这就是不得了的一件事情。
And that's a great matter.
但是阿摩斯说，你们现在到加尼这个地方去看看。
But Amos said, go to Colony and look at it.
去看什么？
And what is there to look at?
废墟一堆
，It's only a ruin.
已经不再存留的一个城。
It's a city that no longer exists.
甚至只是剩下一个地名在那里。
It's only the name of the city that's left.
就像我们前些年去以色列的时候。
It's just like when we went to Israel several years ago.
我们到了一个地方叫做伯塞大。
And we went to a place called.
Bethesda. 那里头现在什么都没有。
And at present time, there's nothing left in there.
是一片荒地。
It's just a ruin.
但是当年，起码在我们的主在地上的那一年，那是一个非常有名的城。
But in the old days, while our Lord was still on earth, that is a very famous city.
而也就是主指着他们。指这个城来宣告咒诅。
And our Lord proclaimed a curse pointing to this city.
对着伯塞大和哥拉逊。
So in Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11.
不是，是加百农。
Is Capernaum.
你看当时主指着加百农伯塞大哥拉逊那这是当时很有名的城
And the Lord was talking about these cities
很繁盛的很叫人羡慕的一些城
Very famous, very prosperous admired by all
主说你们已经上升到天上
And the Lord said that now you have ascended to heaven
将来别堕落阴间
But in the future, you will go down to the depths.
弟兄姊妹说，当时人听主说这个话，好像是主在说什么啊？
At that time, when people heard what the Lord said, they would say, "What were you talking about?"
那么雄伟的城镇怎么会堕落到阴间去的？
All these great cities, how could they go down to the depths?
但现在你去以色列。
But now, when you go to Israel,
你要把找伯塞大找加百农，没有这个城。
If you want to look for Capernaum, there's no more city.
只有一点点的废墟还剩下来。
It's only a little bit of ruin left.
一个比较完整的那个建筑物就是一座天主教的修道院。
And a rather complete building is only a Catholic church.
伯塞大呢
？And for Bethesda.
什么都没有。
There's nothing left.
只是有一个地名在那里，连地名都没有。
It's actually even the name of the place.
不是导游给我们指出说，这个就是从前的伯塞大。
If not for the tour guide to point out, this is where Bethesda was before.
我们根本就不知道伯塞大在什么地方。
And we wouldn't have known where Bethesda was.
弟兄姊妹们，当神用着阿摩斯对以色列人说的。你去看看那些从前有名的地方。
So when God used Amos to say that this word, saying that go to look at these famous places.
现在你看看在还有什么
？Look at them now. Is there anything left?
Hamath 有这个地方还有。
Hamath was still there.
但 Hamath 那个他这个名字叫做山寨啊，一个很坚强的一个营盘啊。
Hamath also means a great fortress.
但是你现在再去哈马，你看到什么
？But when you go to Hamath now, what could you find?
哈马是在以色列的北边，再往上一点。
Hamath is in the northern part of Israel.
加尼是比较远一点。
And Carne is a little bit farther away.
但是接着所提到的那个加特就在以色列的境内。
But Gath is within the boundary of Israel.
你们看看这些个地方。
And if you look at these places,
你看看现在这些地方，他们从前是怎么样
？You look at these places, how they were before.
现在你看到他们又是怎么样
？And now you can look at how they are nowadays.
你们能比他们更强吗
？Could you be stronger, bigger than them?
他们已经落到这样的一个地步。
They have fallen to such a
condition. 你们以为你们能长久维持做那个安逸无虑吗？
You think you can be complacent for a long time?
你们还以为神在这里跟你们说的那些话是废话。
And you think all those words that God said are nonsense?
你们要想到降祸的日子很快就要来到。
That little do you know the days of war will come soon.
弟兄姊妹记得我们说，当阿摩斯跟以色列说这些话的时候，以色列剩下的年日不到五十年吗？
And brothers, remember when Amos was speaking, the days of Israel was less than 50 years.
在神的鉴察里头，他们只不过还有四十多年的时间。
And under God's watching that Israel, they only had 40 years left.
神就允许他们给亚述去灭掉了。
That God allowed them to be wiped out by Israel.
但是神是非常不甘心他们给灭掉。
But God was not willing for them to be
taken away. 神是非常非常的为着他们焦急，盼望他们能悔改回转，神可以不把他们交出去。
That God was very anxious for them, hoping that they would repent so he would not have to let them be taken away.
但是这些称为选民的人里头完全没有神的感觉。
But these chosen people, they did not have God's feeling within
them. 你留意这里所提的那些话。
If you take note of the words here.
很清楚的你看到他们只管做眼前的舒畅。
And very clearly you can see all they care about is what's within the sight, what they can see, the comfort.
将来的事情也许跟我们没有关系。
And what happened in the future has nothing to do with us.
就算跟我们有关系。
Even as a relationship between these things and us.
只要都不发生在我身上也就行了。
As long as they don't happen on us, it's okay.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们看到这样的一个地步的时候
When we look at such condition,
我们不能不说
And we have to say this,
这个不是以色列人他们的专利
This is not the privilege of the Israelites
这是亚当的子孙的共同的性情
This is a character that's shared by Adam's descendants
那弟兄姊妹，我们念几句话，你就晓得那个光景。
Let's read a few verses and
we'll understand the condition. 我们再看看亚当的子孙是怎么来看他们自己所过的日子。
Let's look at how the descendants of Adam look at how the way they live.
我们从第三节念几节看看。
We'll start in first three.
你们以为降祸的日子还远？坐在位上进行长报，你们躺卧在象牙床上，书身在塔上，吃群中的羊羔，棚里的牛犊，弹琴鼓瑟，唱消闲的歌曲，为自己制造乐器，如同大卫所造的，以大碗喝酒，用上等的油抹身，却不为月色的苦难担忧。
We just read from verse 3 to verse 6.
弟兄姊妹，你留意这几句这几节的经文里面所说的。
Francis, take note of these verses.
不是很明显的说出一件事情。他们只管眼前的那个欢乐。
It tells of how they only care about the happiness in front of us.
他们也不管他们这样的欢乐会带来一个什么的结果。
And they did not care what kind of results with these so-called happiness.
神虽然是已经向他们不住的说了很多的话。
Even though the Lord continued to talk to speak to them.
阿摩斯先知不是唯一的向他们说话的先知。
And Amos is not the only prophet who spoke to them.
在早以前。
And before this.
神在他们中间兴起了以利亚。
And God has raised up Elijah.
神在那里显明了以利沙。
And Elisha.
还有好些个先知。
And also many, many prophets.
连约拿这样的一个在人看为他是一个很糟糕的先知也在那里向以色列说过话。
Even Jonah, someone that's considered a bad prophet,In man's eyes, he also spoke to Israel.
所以阿摩斯在那个时候说话的时候
So when Amos was speaking,
神不是只用着他一个人说话。
God did not just use him to
speak. 神是用了不少的神所用的先知来向以色列提出了警告。
That God has used many prophets to warn Israel.
但是你看到以色列人的反应是怎么样？
But if you look at the reaction of Israelites, they did not take it to heart.
仍然是所注意的，我眼前的欢乐。
They only care about the happiness in front of them.
仍然是注意我。现在能得到多少的好处
？And they only care what kind of gain they can make.
但是他们在外面呢
？But on the outside,
好像他们对属灵的事情也没有放松啊。
It seems like they are not lax in spiritual matters.
这里提到一件事情。
Here it mentioned one matter.
他们制造乐器，如同大卫所铸造的。
That they have improvised musical instruments like David.
大卫造乐器是为了侍奉敬拜神。
David, when he made musical instruments, is to worship.
但是他们制造乐器是为了娱乐自己。
But for them, the musical instruments should bring
their own entertainment. 在这里提到了许多的事情，毫无保留地把他们的那个光景摊在神的面光的底下。
So all these matters that are said here is to bring forth the true condition before God.
刚才我提过了。
And I mentioned earlier.
这个不是只是以色列人的那个专利。
And this is not the only privilege of the Israelites.
我们说这个是亚当的子孙在神面前的那一个共同的性情。
But this is a common character shared by Adam's descendants.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
Brothers, take note.
今天早上我看报纸，又看到，就说到，到40年，就是到2040年。
This morning when I read the newspaper, it says at the year of 2040.
南北两极就没有冰山了，夏天就没有冰雪了。
That the Arctic and Antarctic, there would be no more icebergs.
弟兄姊妹们，你说没有就没有了，跟我有什么关系？
And brothers, you might say it's okay to not have them. It doesn't matter to me.
我承认，我们真的是不知道，如果两极没有了冰雪，这个地会变成一个什么样的地？
And we really do not understand if there was no more ice.In the Antarctic and the Arctic, what would happen?
但是发出这样的警告的科学家，他们就看到问题的严重。
But the scientists who sent forth these warnings, they knew what the problem was.
整个地上面的光景都变了。
That the whole condition of the earth would change.
也许弟兄姊妹们对有一个词也是比较生疏，我从前也很生疏，现在稍微知道他说什么。
And Brothers may not be familiar with this term, that I was not familiar with this term before.
这个叫做食无恋。食无恋。食无就是。
Oh.
The chain of.
The food. Oh, the food chain.、
你说这是什么？
And you would say, what is the food chain?
弟兄姊妹们，我解释不来啊。
And I cannot explain it very clearly.
但是我知道。
But I know this.
在这个地上所有的那个生物，他们是彼此当中是有关联的。
That all the organisms on earth, they have to have the relationship with each other.
只要，他们当中好像有条链子把它连接起来。
It's as if there's a chain that connects all of them together.
只要当中一个链子发生问题。
If there's only one part of the chain that's a problem arise.
就影响。其他的链也跟着出问题。
And it will affect the other parts of the chain.
比方说。
For example.
因为冰山溶解了。
Because the icebergs are melting.
海水的温度上升了。
And the temperature of the ocean arise.
很多浮游的生物就不能生存了。
And a lot of animals cannot live.
他们不能生存的时候，许多鱼类就没有食物了。
And the fish will lose the food.
鱼类没有食物的话呢，或者是改变他们的生活状态的话呢，那就又影响到其他很多了，特别是喜欢吃鱼的人，以后你们就很少鱼吃了。
And because the fish loses the food, that a lot of other matters will be affected, especially those who like to eat fish.
那当然人家说你危言耸听啊。
And people will say you are just trying to scare us.
这个不是我说的，我不要说这些话。我盼望没有看到这些事情。
And this is not my words, and I hope that I would not see these things.
那是科学家说的。
And this is said by the scientists.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，the brothers and sisters，
这样的信息啊，在这些年间真的是不晓得。有多少已经给发表出来
？But all these things have already is already happening throughout the years.
但是有几个人去管它呢
？But how many people care about
this? 当然，我们也实在是没有办法去管。
But indeed, we do not have the ability to
manage it. 冰山要溶解，你叫它不溶，你能做得到吗
？So you don't have the power to keep the iceberg from
melting. 你根本就没有这个条件去。
You don't have the power to do this.
去改变它。
To change it.
又比方说，我们住在加州。
Or, for example, we live in California.
那些不住的有警告说，这个很快很快，也许就是一二十年当中就有一个好厉害的大地震了。
That there's continuous warning within one or two decades there will be a great earthquake.
加州人有放在心上吗
？But the Californians, do they put it in their hearts?
我们也觉得。这个有什么办法呢？我们管不了的。
And we would say that we cannot do anything about it.
我们只盼望那个地震发生的地点不在我们的地方就好了。
We can only hope that when the earthquake comes, it's not happening in our area.
但是谁又知道会在什么地方发生呢
？But who could know where it would happen?
我记得很清楚，在香港要回归中国的时候。
And I remember very clearly when Hong Kong was going back to China.
在香港有很多人。
There were many people in Hong Kong.
他们都准备离开香港。
They were getting ready to leave Hong Kong.
但是他们不是说离开就离开。
But it's not that if they wanted to leave, they could leave.
他们是有一些动作。
They had to do something.
他们做了那些动作才离开。
And they had to do all those things before they could leave.
如果在香港居住的人，你回头去想。二三十年前的那个时候，有一句话很流行的。
And if you had lived in Hong Kong, you remember two or three decades ago, there's some words that are very popular among the people there.
什么话
？And what are those words?
有花用，有胸用啊，有蛙式，游泳，它游胸用。
They
就是一般人说的游蛙泳。
The swim with the breaststroke.
什么意思啊
？And what does that mean？
用香港用广东话来讲，才会明白。
And you have to understand it in Cantonese。
那个话就是说，爬了爬了就走。
哦，这个动作。
因为广东话就说那个爬了他们就叫抓了就。就用广东话说痒就是伸腿。在香港。多抓一笔，然后就走了，就游蛙泳。
So what it means is that you can grab as much as you can, and after you grab as much as you can, and you go.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这不是人的天性吗
？Isn't that the human nature？
这不是亚当的子孙的那个共同的性情吗
？Isn't the common character of the descendants of Adam？
眼睛一直是看着眼前。
That your eyes is only looking at what's ahead of you。
什么的事情安排都是看着眼前。
And whatever you try to arrange is based on what you can see ahead of you。
以色列人当时这样子，我们完全可以理解。
We can understand very very clearly how
the Israelites were。因为我们的
天然
都是这样。
Because our human nature was like that。
所以说，主的话是很那么清楚地指着他们。你们只顾着大碗喝酒，用上等的油磨身，却不为月色的苦难担忧。
So the words of the Lord said, "You drink wine by the bowlful, and use the finest lotion, but you do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph."
那正因为这样，主的话就说得非常的绝了。
So the words of the Lord is so absolute.
所以你看下去第六章底下的那一段，神就说。
And in the later half of chapter 6, God said,
我啊，这些人必在被掳的人中首先被掳。
That these people will be among the first to go into exile.
出生的人荒宴之乐必消灭了。
Your feasting and lounging will end.
这个消灭到一个什么的程度呢？
And to what condition will it end?
弟兄姊妹注意。
When sisters take note.
第八节神说的话。
Verse 8.
主耶和华万军之神指着自己启示说，我憎恶雅各的荣华，厌恶他的宫殿，因此我必将城和其中所有的都交付给敌人。
The sovereign Lord has sworn by himself, the Lord God Almighty declares, I abhor the pride of Jacob and detest his fortresses.
我们先从这句话里头看看神说这个话的那个意思是什么。
And let's look at the meaning
of these words. 然后你才懂得底下神为什么说十个人里面十个都死光。
And then you understand why God said the 10 men out of 10 they would die.
根本就再没有活人留下来。
There would be no living body left.
你说怎么会到那么严厉的对付了？
You would say how could the dealing be so severe?
那我们从第九节第八节你就看到。
And from verse 8 you can see.
以色列人把神的忍耐，或者说把神对他们的容忍，甚至我们说的更明确一点，把神留给他们的怜悯全都用光。
The Israelites, they have exhausted the forbearance of God or the mercy that God has left for them.
不错，神是怜悯人的神。
God is a God of mercy.
但是你不能盼望神那个怜悯是没有限制的。
But you could not expect that God's mercy has no end.
下文我们可以看到这个事实。
And in the later context,
我们现在只是点出这个事实。
Right now, we'll just point this out.
神对人的容忍，神给人的怜悯，不是无限的。
The forbearance and the mercy of God is not unlimited.
是有界限的。
There's a boundary.
虽然那个界限是隔在那里，但是这个界限里头却是好大好大的那一个容量。
The boundary is there, but the boundary is actually very, very great.
但是以色列人把神这个容量都用光了。
But the Israelites has exhausted this boundary.
那所以神就说，你们这一批人首先要被掳。
So God said that you will be among the first to go into exile.
所以他们首先要被掳。
So they will be the first among the exiles.
那我想弟兄姊妹您，我们注意，这里说到被掳的人呢，不是单单指着以色列。
And here it talks about the people who are going to exile, it's not only the Israelites.
这是我们要留意的地方。
And that's what we need to take note of.
因为当时犹大虽然没有以色列那样糟糕，
So even though Judah at that time is not as bad as Israel,
但是也好的不没有好的太多。
But they're not that much better.
所以你留意上文。
So if you look at what's
你们这些住在西安，也住在撒玛利亚，你说你对以色列说话，你怎么把西安也扯出来呢？
In verse 1, it talks about Zion and Mount Samaria. So you would say you're talking to the Israelites. How come you bring these two places along?
我们就看到神是对以色列说话，但是同时是对犹大也发出警告。
Then we can see that even though God is speaking to the Israelites, He's also warning those in Judah.
那如果我们了解这一点，
And if we understand this,
这里说他们首先被掳，那是北方十个支派。
So now it says it's first to go into exile is about the 10 tribes.
在十二支派里头，他们的确是首先被掳。
Within the 12 tribes, they are the first to go.
那为什么神要让他们给掳走呢？
And why would God let them
神为什么不拯救他们呢？
Why did God not save them?
神怎么 不 允许仇敌敌人来这样的对付他们呢？
And why would God allow the enemies to deal with them like this?
你留意
take
神在这里给 以色列的那个责备是话里有话的。
There's some deep meaning within the rebuke toward Israel.
我想弟兄姊妹你注意。
Verses to take note.
神指着自己起誓说。
That God swear by himself.
我憎恶雅各的荣华。
I abhor the pride of Jacob.
厌弃他的宫殿。
And detest his fortresses.
弟兄姊妹你注意。
Verses to take note.
主向谁说话？
Who is the Lord speaking to?
向北边十个支派说话。
Is to the 10 tribes in the north.
那北边十个支派叫做什么？
And what are these 10 tribes called?
叫做以色列。
It's Israel.
但神现在说。
But God said here.
我是对雅各说话。
I'm speaking to Jacob.
但你说是雅各，那犹大包括不都包括在里边？
Is Judah included?
当然，如果你真要是说这个雅各，犹大是包括在里头。
And indeed, Judah is included in Jacob.
但现在我们注意，神这样说，没有把犹大包括在里边。
But when God is speaking here, Judah is not included.
他是直接指着北边的十个支派来说这个话。
He's speaking directly to the 10 tribes in the north.
那既然是对他们说话，
so if he's talking to them,
怎么不直接就说我讨厌你们以色列的荣华？
Why didn't he say I abhor the pride of Israel?
怎么会跑回到雅各去呢？
Why would he say to Jacob?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers,
你注意神这样说话不是没有原因的。
Take note of how God was saying these words. It
has meaning. 在这样最后的严厉的责备的里边，
in the final solemn rebuke,
神仍然是给北方的十个支派的人留下一个悔改回转的路。
That God has still saved the ground for the 10 tribes to repent.
什么叫做雅各的荣华？
What is the pride of Jacob?
弟兄姊妹们，你可以想象。
My sister, you can imagine.
雅各有什么荣华呢？
What kind of glory did Jacob have?
雅各没有成为以色列以前。
Before Jacob became Israel.
他是什么样呢？
And how was he like?
我想我们也不必去推测。
That we do not have to guess.
我们就用雅各自己的话来说好了。
We can use Jacob's own words.
雅各从巴旦亚兰回来的时候。
When Jacob returned.
从巴旦亚兰回来，就是从他岳父那边回来。
When he returned from his father-in-law's place.
在皮努伊勒的那个晚上。
And at a certain place,
他不是有一段很不简单的经历吗？
Then he had a rather important experience.
当时他在神面前有一个祷告。
And he had a prayer before God.
他怎么说呢？
And what did he say?
他说神啊。
Said God.
我从前拿着手杖过河。
That before or In the old times, I crossed the river with a staff in my hand.
现在回来了，我变成两大队。
When I return this time, I have two troops behind me.
这都不是我配得的。
And this is not what I deserve.
都是你的怜悯，你的恩待。
It's all your mercy and your grace.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到。
My sisters.
如果你要看雅各。
If you look at Jacob.
雅各的荣华。
And the pride of Jacob.
他有的是什么？
What did he have?
一无所有。
He had nothing.
你说勉强说来他只有一根手杖。
And strictly speaking, he only had a staff.
他一无所有。
He had nothing.
但现在以色列就在那里夸耀他们的富足，夸耀他们的兴盛。
And now Israel is there to boast about the prosperity and how abundant they are.
但神在这里给告诉他们一件事。
But God here tells them one thing.
你们以为是那个荣华富足长盛这许许多多的东西，不过是雅各的荣华
All the abundance and the pride and the glory that you thought you had is only the pride of Jacob.
如果不是我在那里施恩的话，
If it wasn't for me having grace on you,
在巴大亚兰那20年，雅各是怎么空手出去也空手回来？
That in those 20 years, Jacob, how he went out empty-handed, he would have gone back empty-handed.
你从前是拿着手杖过河。
That before he had a staff in his hand to cross a river.
现在你不可能带着两大队回来。
That now you would not be, it would not be possible for you to have.
所以雅各非常清楚地知道，他能有这样，完全是神自己的怜悯。
So Jacob, he was very clear that the condition that he had was all the mercy of God.
如果以色列他们要夸耀他们手上所有的而把神忘掉的话，
If Israel was to boast about what they had and forgot about God,
那么神看他们也不过就是像拿着手杖过河的雅各。
Then in God's eyes, they are just like Jacob who only had a staff.
你们撒玛利亚的宫殿
And the fortresses of Samaria.
也没有什么值得可夸的。
There's nothing to boast about.
你们要夸那些。
If you want to take pride in those things.
我就把这些全交给你们的敌人。
And I'll give these all away
to your enemies. 所以接下来在底下弟兄姊妹你看到。
So in the later half that brothers and sisters you can see.
在一个房子里头有10个人，10个人都要死光。
That if there are 10 men left in one house, they all will die.
整个撒玛利亚城没有几个活人。
So in the entire city of Samaria, there's not many people left alive.
因为神在那里出了命令，用主这里的话说，要整个的撒玛利亚，整个的以色列要给销毁。
Because God has given a command, the whole Samaria, the whole Israel will be burnt down.
所以神在那里用着阿摩斯先知就说了一个很有意思的话。
So through the prophet Amos, God has spoken these meaningful words.
不错，你看你们是很有用的马匹。
Yes, you look at yourselves as useful horses.
你们也看你自己是非常有本领的人。
And you think of yourself of men of high abilities.
但神在那里说，
But God said,
12节，
verse 12,
马岂能在矮石上奔跑？人岂能在那里用牛耕种？
In verse 12 it says, Do horses run on rocky crags, and does one plow there with oxen?
不错，你觉得你很有本事。
It's true that you look at yourself as someone with high abilities.
但是神给你那个环境不是你发展你的本事的环境。
But the environment that God gives you is not somewhere you can use your ability.
因着你们的悖逆，神把一个环境放在你的周围是叫你死亡。
Because of your rebellion that God had placed in an environment that caused you to die.
那所以弟兄姊妹你看到神在这里对以色列所发出的那个警告是非常非常的严厉的。
So we can see the warning to Israel is very solemn.
这一个安排明明就是对付以色列在神面前的夸大。
So this arrangement is to deal with the boastfulness of Israel toward God.
并且神说这个事情不是只限于撒玛利亚。
And God said that this would not only happen to Samaria.
是整个以色列地都在这种光景底下。
It's the entire Israel will be under this condition.
所以他们说，从哈马口直到亚拉巴的河最末后的那一句。
So in the very last verse, it says from Lebo Hamath to the Valley of Araba.
那哈马亚拉巴河那个就是现在的加利利的那一带。
The Valley of Araba is the area where the Galilee is.
是以色列的北国里边最富庶最。最有用的地方。
It's the richest part in the northern part of Israel.
那当神说了这些话的时候，
So after God has spoken all these words,
我们就很快的看第七章。
And very quickly we'll go to chapter 7.
神就向阿摩斯给他一个指示。
That God has shown Amos something.
那个事是什么呢？
What is this matter?
也许是一个意象。
It could be a vision.
也许是一个真实的事。
And it could be a fact, a true fact.
我们不知道是意象还是一个真实的经历。
And we don't know if it's a vision or a true, a real experience.
但是一件我们肯定的就是，当神宣告了以色列要受那么严重的对付以后，神做的。
So after God proclaimed that Israel will come across such a severe matter, that God has done this.
那个是什么事呢？
And what matter is this?
阿摩斯就说，他为王割菜以后，菜又发生。刚发生的时候，主就召王虫，王虫就吃尽那个地的青物。
The Amos said that he was preparing swarms of locusts after the king's share had been harvested.
就是说，那些植物不可能再有。
Which is to say, those crops are no more.
哎呀。阿摩斯看到这样的一件事，
And when Amos saw this,
他就向神说了，
He said to God,
他说，主耶和华呀，
says,
求你赦免因雅、求你赦免，因为雅各为弱，他怎么能站立得住呢？
He said, Sovereign Lord, forgive. How can Jacob survive? He is so small.
留意了，弟兄姊妹们，
Pay attention, brothers and sisters.
阿摩斯的反应，
The reaction of Amos.
他虽然是从犹大给差遣过来，
Even though he was sent here from Judah,
但是他是站在以色列的那个地位上来和神交接的。
He was communicating with God, standing in the position of Israel.
他承认我们实在是雅各。
He acknowledged that they are indeed Jacob.
神啊，你不要杀手杀得那么重。
And Lord, please don't have such a heavy hand.
你上手上的那么重。
If your hand is so heavy upon us,
雅各受不了了。
That Jacob cannot survive.
弟兄姊妹，你留意神的反应。
And pay attention to God's reaction, brothers and sisters.
耶和华就后悔。
That the Lord relented.
耶和华，这个事情做了没有？
Did this happen?
还没有。
It hasn't happened yet.
既然还没有做。
If it hasn't happened.
为什么要后悔？
Why would the Lord relent?
你做出来了，才要后悔。
You only need to relent after you have done
something. 你还没做，你会后悔什么呢？
If you haven't done anything, why would you relent? Thank God.
我特意这样提了，乃是让弟兄姊妹留意到。
I made special mention of this in order for brothers and
sisters to take note. 旧约圣经里面说的好多次说神后悔。
In the Old Testament, there are many times that talks about.God relented.
这里是一个很好的一个地方来给我们看准。
And this is a very good place for us to look at.
神不是因为做错了，所以他觉得哎呦糟糕，我做坏了一件事。
It's not because God has done something wrong that he would regret and said that
I've
done something wrong. It's not the matter.
那是什么？
And what is this about?
神就改变他的心思。
That God has changed his heart.
这个后悔是改变心思。
This relent is talking about changing of heart.
所以你就看到第三节，耶和华说，耶和华就后悔说，这灾可以免了。
So in verse 3 says, So the Lord relented, this will not happen.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一件事。
Brothers, this is one matter.
但是神又给阿摩斯看到另外一件事。
But God showed Amos another matter.
什么事呢？
And what was that?
他说用火来惩罚以色列，火就吞灭深渊，险些把地都烧灭。他就说，耶和华呀，求你指示，因为雅各微弱，他怎能站立得住呢？
It says here, the sovereign Lord was calling for judgment by fire. It dried up the great deep and devoured the land. Then I cried out, Sovereign Lord, I beg you stop. How can Jacob survive? He's so small.
又是同样的意思。
It's the same meaning.
但是你看到神在那边。
But you can see God.
神又改变心意说。
God relented and he changed his heart.
这个灾也免了。
That this will not happen either.
不用说就是什么。
Brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
你看到在最后的时间，神给人的怜悯还不至于完全的停止。
You can see at the very last moment, God's mercy toward man has not completely stopped.
你看到那个关键在哪里吗？
And can you see the critical point here?
你就留意到 阿摩斯说雅各微弱。
Take note that Amos said, Jacob is so small.
我在想，如果他说以色列微弱，我看神就不改变心意了。
And I would think if he says Israel is so small that God would not relent.
因为你还看你这是王的，神的王子。那你自己去解决问题好了。
Because if you still look at yourself as a prince of God, that you could take care of problems yourself.
感谢神，阿摩斯说，我们实在只是雅各而已。
Thank God, because Amos said we are only Jacob.
我们什么都没有。
We have nothing.
我们只想抓，但是抓得来的都是捕风抓影。
We want to grab everything, but all we can grab is wind.
所以神啊。你可看我们受不了，你不要下那么重的手。
So he said that God, we could not take it anymore. Please do not have such a heavy hand on us.
所以神又改变他的心意。
So God changed his heart again.
他说这个灾也免了。
And he said this would not happen either.
弟兄们，你看到这是什么
？Francis, what do you see here?
因为阿摩斯的代求。
Because of the intercession of Amos.
他不是以色列人。
He's not an Israelite.
他是犹大人。
He's a man of Judah.
但是他站在以色列的地位上面来为以色列求恩典。
But he stand in Israel's position to ask for mercy on behalf of
them. 神就看在以色列那里头有人向神求恩典。
That God looked at someone within Israel asking for his mercy.
神就有路来流出他的怜悯。
That God has a ground to show forth his mercy.
但是神知道。
But God knew.
这个是阿摩斯的代求。
This is an intercession of Amos.
这个不是以色列人的实在的那个光景。
That's not the true condition of the
Israelites. 以色列人没有这样的心思。
The Israelites did not have that heart.
所以你就看到神第三件事情让阿摩斯来看的了。
So we see the third matter that God showed
Amos. 他就告诉阿摩斯说。
Then he told Amos.
你现在来看再看一件事。
Look at another matter.
你看到什么
？What do you see?
阿摩斯说。
Amos said,
我看见你拿着一个线砣。掉在那里。
I see that you have a plumb line there.
神就问说：“你知道是什么意思
？”And God asked him, "Do you know what it means?"
神说：“我要用这个吊起来的线砣来看以色列。
That I will set this plumb line among my people.
我不再宽恕他们。
And I would spare them no longer.
他们所做的一切的祭坛也好，圣所也好，都要给废弃。
All the high places of the sanctuaries, they will be destroyed.
弟兄姊妹，我们要问的。
Princess, we need to ask this.
为什么神第三次给他看见的线砣
？Why would God let him see a plumb line at the third time?
这是很有意思。
This is very meaningful.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得那个线砣又是挂在一道墙。
That the plumb line was hung on a wall.
神也明说，我是把这个线砣，搁在这个我民以色列中。
That I.I'm setting a plumb line among my people, Israel.
弟兄姊妹，你知道线砣是什么作用
？Verses, do you know what a plumb line is for?
在从前盖房子的时候
，Before when people are building a building, a house,
他们没有这个测量的仪器。
They do not have those equipments to measure.
你怎么去决定那个垂直线或者水平线呢？
And how do you measure or to decide what is level?
当然，线砣就不讲水平。
And we're talking about the perpendicular line.
就是说那个垂直线。
And
我小的时候，因为跟日本人打仗嘛，在农村里边看见他们那个盖房子还是用个线砣。
And when I was little, I could see in the countryside they still use a plumb line to build a house.
那丢出来你就知道。
And versus the
线砣什么意思
？What does that mean with a plumb line?
那个正直的标准。
That is a standard for being correct.
我们可以说是标准。
We can say it is standard.
啊，你整个的建筑物你要和它完全配合起来，以它做根据。
the whole building would use this as a standard to be built up.
如果你不跟着这个垂直线来做标准的话，那你盖起的那个房子啊，一下就要倒塌了。
If you don't go according to this perpendicular line as a standard, the whole building will collapse.
所以是标准。
So this is a standard.
那现在神说，我把我的标准放在以色列民那里。
Now God said, I'm setting a standard among the Israelites.
那这个时候神所说的标准是什么标准呢
？So the standard of God, what is the standard?
我们很自然的就晓得，就是圣洁公义的标准。
And very naturally, we will know this is the standard of righteousness.
神现在用他的圣洁公义的标准在这里来量度他的百姓。
So now God uses holiness and righteousness to measure His people.
但是这个量度出来的结果，百姓全都不及格。
But the result is all the people fail.
所以神就在那里告诉阿摩斯。
So God was there to tell Amos.
所以我要对付以色列家了。
So now I have to deal with the house of Israel.
也同时告诉阿摩斯。
And also to tell Amos.
你不必再为以色列求了。
You don't need to petition for Israel anymore.
因为如果只是有人求而没有人回转。
Because if there's only people to petition for them, but there's nobody to repent,
那这个线砣还是没有得着满足。
Then this pump line is still not satisfied.
是不单是有人代求。
So not only do you need someone to intercede.
也必须要实际的有人回转。
But in reality, there would need to be someone to repent.
但是在以色列，神没看到有人回转。
But in Israel, God did not see anybody to repent.
所以神就说。
So God said.
我一定要。对付这一个以色列。
That I would punish Israel.
那么神这样的做了定规啊，有没有根据的呢
？So this determination of God, is there any basis?
接下去就圣灵就记录一件事。
And what follows is the recording of the Holy Spirit.
这个事情就把当时的以色列的属灵的光景，整个的毫无保留的在那里摊开了。
That it revealed very clearly the spiritual condition of Israel.
什么事呢
？And what is this matter?
他说伯特利的一个祭司叫做亚麻谢，他打发人到以色列王耶罗波安那里说
，That Amasiah, the priest of Bethel, sent a message to Jeroboam, king of
Israel. 阿摩斯在以色列家里说了许许多多不利的话。
That Amos is raising a conspiracy.
你不要把他赶回去。
That you should chase him away.
不要听他的话。
And don't listen to him.
那么弟兄姊妹你注意伯得利的先知
It says the priest of Bethel
能在王的面前说话
That he could speak before the king
并且所说的话是可以影响王的权柄的执行
And that his words can influence the
execution of the king 这一个先知他的那个权柄有多大
？And you can see how great the authority of this priest was.
当然，这个先知是谁的先知呢
？And whose priest is this？
我们晓得，伯特利那里头的那些祭司，对不起，那个是祭司，那个祭司是拜金牛犊的祭司。
We know that this priest of Bethel, he's the one who worshipped the golden calves.
我相信他不是巴利的祭司。
I believe he's not a priest of Baal.
他在伯特利肯定是那个金牛犊的祭司。
But for sure, he's the priest of the golden calves.
但是他虽然不是巴利的祭司。
Even though he's not a priest of
Baal. 但是在当时的以色列巴利和金牛犊他们是聊在一起的。
But at that time in Israel, Baal and the golden calves, they were the same.
还不单是有巴利的，还有其他的。
And there are other gods besides Baal.
不过巴利是其中的一个最厉害的一个异教就是。
But Baal is among one of the biggest. Heresy.
那弟兄姊妹你就知道了当阿玛谢是这样来跟王说过话了以后
And after Amasiah spoke to the king
他又跑去找阿摩阿摩斯。
And he went to Amos.
他说阿摩斯。
He said Amos.
你赶快逃。
Go escape quickly.
你不要留在以色列地。
Do not stay in Judah, Israel.
你到犹大那边，在那边找糊口就好。
Go to Judah and make a living.
不然的话。
Otherwise.
王要抓你杀你。
The king will capture you and kill you.
弟兄姊妹们，在他这几句话的里边，就说出了一些很不简单的事了。
And in his words, it tells of something that's not simple.
是整个的反映了以色列的那个属灵的光景。
They reflect the spiritual condition of Israel.
头一件事情你晓得。
The first thing.
因为他是金牛犊的祭司。
Because he's a priest of the
golden calf. 所以就说出耶和华在他。以色列当中没有地位。
That explains that the God, the Lord, has no position among
Israel. 他们说这个金牛犊就是耶和华。
Because they said the golden calves is God.
但是耶和华没有承认。
But the Lord did not acknowledge.
并且耶和华神是定罪这个东西的。
And also the Lord condemned this.
你不能为我造像。
That you should not have.
你不能跪拜任何的像。
Cannot have any image of me.
这个是十条诫命的第一第二。
And bow down to any images.And these are among the Ten Commandments.
但是他是做了金牛犊的先祭司。
But he has become the priest of the golden calf.
所以头一件事情你就看到，神在他们中间没有地位。
So the first thing you can see is that God has no position among them.
那第二件事情呢
？And the second thing?
他们根本就不要听神的话。
They would not listen to God's words at all.
或者说他们听不进神的话。
Or they could not listen to them.
弟兄姊妹们，因为。如果他们还认定神是他们的神，那阿摩斯虽然从犹大来，但是他说神所差遣他说的话，他们就要听。
Because if they still consider God as the God, even though Amos came from the land of Judah, that if he was speaking God's word, they should have listened to him.
但他们就根本就不要听。
But they would not listen at all.
现在就是说，阿摩斯，你回犹大。你回去，你不要留在这。
Now he said, "Go back to the land of Judah, Amos. Don't stay here."
我们不要听你说的话。
We don't want to listen to your words.
弟兄姊妹，你看到很清楚是这样的一件事。
And brothers, as you can see very clearly, this is the.
然后又说出了。
And then it tells of.
很有意思的，弟兄姊妹，你留意十二节。
Take note, brothers, this is verse 12.
亚玛谢又对阿摩斯说：“你这先见呐。”你逃往犹大地去，在那里糊口。
Then the Messiah said to Amos, "Get out, you seer, go back to the land of Judah, earn your bread there."
你要找生活，你回犹大去，不要在这里。
If you want to make a living, go back to Judah. Don't stay here.
说出什么
？What does it tell us?
说出连他自己做伯特利的祭司，也不过是为了糊口。
It tells us that being a priest of Bethel is only to earn a living.
而他并不是为了在神面前有服侍。
It's not that he wants to serve before God.
他不过是在那里找生活。
He was just there making a living.
弟兄姊妹，很容易叫我们想起摩西的孙子在四世纪里边。的那一段历史
，and it makes us think about Moses' grandson that in the book of Judges.
他勉强做祭司，他明知不对，但是为了要得工价，他就做了。
That he was just being a priest because of the wages.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他借着亚玛谢的口把。以色列属灵的光景在这里做一个完全的摊开。
Through the mouth of a Messiah, that God has revealed the true spiritual condition of Israel.
但是阿摩斯回答他也回答的真是很有意思。
But the answer of Amos was very also meaningful.
他怎么说呢
？And what did he say?
十四节。
Verse 14.
阿摩斯对亚玛谢说。我原不是先知，也不是先知的门徒，我是牧人，又是修理桑树的。耶和华选召我，使我不跟从羊群，对我说：“你去对我民以色列说预言。”
And Amos answered, a Messiah was neither a prophet nor a prophet's son, but I was a shepherd and I took care of sycamore fig trees. But the Lord took me from tending the flock and said to me, go prophesy to my people.
他很清楚在那里说，我不是我要来以色列。
Very clearly he said that I did not want to come to Israel.
我本来就不是先知。
I wasn't a prophet.
我也不是从先知学校里头出来的。
And I did not go to school of prophets.
我不过是一个牧羊的人。
I was only a shepherd.
我是在家里种桑树的。
And I took care of sycamore fig trees.
但是神选召了我。
But God
神要我就替他传话
and he wanted me to deliver his
words. 并且告诉我说传话的地方在以色列
and he told me the place to spread the word in Israel.
所以我就来了
so that's why I came.
我不是为了找生活来的
I didn't come here to make a living.
我是按照神的那个吩咐来的
I came according to the command of
God. 现在你拒绝我不要我在这里说话
so now you rejected me not wanting me to speak here.
我告诉你
let me tell you this.
神说当城破的日子，你一家都要遭殃。
The God said, when the city is taken down, your whole family will be in ruin.
很多你想象不到的难处就要发生在你的身上。
A lot of unimaginable problems will happen.
不单你是这样
，Not only
连以色列都是如此。
Also, Israel will be like this.
那么当这个事情过了，神又给。阿摩斯看见一件事。
And after all these, the God once again showed Amos a basket of ripe fruit.
神就接受这一筐夏天的果子，让阿摩斯知道。
And through this basket of ripe fruit,
以色列人的那个罪过已经成熟到一个不能再成熟的地步了，要宰了。
That God showed Amos the sins of Israel has ripened to a point that it has to be done.
他们结的是罪恶的果子。
That they have harvest fruits of sin.
到了夏天的时候，全成熟了。
And in the summer, all is ripe.
所以现在只好把它摘下来。
So now,
不能再让它存留在树上。
So now we can only cut them down, not letting them.Be on the tree anymore.
那么当神说到现在时间已经到了。
Now God said the time has come.
他就说出了以色列的那种光景。
He tells of the condition of Israel.
用另外一个角度来说以色列的光景。
And he speaks of their condition from another angle.
第六章那里就说到他们只顾眼前。
In chapter 6, it tells of how they only care of what's ahead of them.
现在到了第八章的时候，就说他们顾眼前的什么。
And now in chapter 8, it tells of what in front of them are they mindful of.
他们只是顾着眼前要赚钱。
And they only mindful of making money.
甚至要赚钱赚到一个地步，可以连神的事情都丢掉了。
To a point they care about making money that they would ignore God's matter.
所以很简单的几句话他们 盼望安息日快点过我好去卖东西。
So these words here that says they hope that Sabbath would end so that they can open the market.
月朔快点过我好去卖粮食。
And then the new moon will be over soon they can sell grain again.
我 好去赚钱。
So they can make money again.
他们看赚钱。比什么事情都重要。
They look at making money as more important than anything else.
这个赚钱就是他们眼前所做重的事。
And this is what they are mindful of.
因为赚不到钱就不能欢乐。
Because if they cannot make money, they cannot have any pleasure.
他要眼前的欢乐满足，就要需要去找。去赚更多的钱。
If they want to be satisfied by pleasure, they have to make an effort to make money.
换一句话说，赚钱。都不择手段了。
So in other words, they will use any means to make money.
所以主说，你看看他们的光景是这样。
So the Lord said, look at the condition.
所以那个日子一定要来。
So that day will come for sure.
他那个日子一来的时候。
And when that day comes.
他们就知道那种痛苦了。
And they will know the suffering.
他们所盼望的喜乐就变成悲哀。
And what the pleasure they hope for will become sorrow.
他们所唱的歌曲要成了哀歌。
And the songs they sing will become wailing.
每个人都好像丧了独生子一样。
And everybody would be like they lost their only son.
他说那一个日子。
He said on that day.
弟兄姊妹，我们注意了，第八章了，现在我们跑了第八章，靠近末了了。
Let's take note of the toward the end of chapter 8, verse 11.
主耶和华说，日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上。
The days are coming, declares the sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine throughout the land.
弟兄姊妹们，这个饥荒不是物质的饥荒。
My sisters, this famine is not a physical, material famine.
在物质的饥荒上面，恐怕还没有那么凄凉。
Even a materialistic famine is not
as bad.
Because from what follows, you can see.
这个饥荒是灵里头的饥荒。
This famine is a spiritual famine.
这个饥荒是人生里边那种空虚到一个地步，好像都不知道还有什么路可以走的那一种惊慌。
This famine is like it's an emptiness in life that to a point that you don't know where to turn to.
因为底下你看到。
Because you can see what
follows. 不是因为没有饼，所以是饥荒。
It's not because of food that you are in a famine.
所以不是因为没有水而感觉口渴。
And it's not because you don't have water that you thirst.
都不是这些物质的东西。
It's not this physical matter.
物质的东西他们还能，也许还抓的抓住。
Because they can still grasp for these material things.
但是他们灵里头完全是空别的。
But in the spirit, in spiritual condition, it's all empty.
说的话在那里说。
So the Lord's words
他们饥荒非因无饼
said that not a famine of food
干渴非因无水
or a thirst for water
那不是因为物质上的缺乏那是缺乏什么
It's not because they are in lack of material things
他是缺乏神的话
But what they lack is the words of God
那个时候他们就想我们要寻找一些神的话
And at that time, they would want to seek after the words of the Lord.
他们就到处去奔跑，要找神的话。
So they wander around to search for the word of the Lord.
但是又找不到。
But they would not find it.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
详细的话，我们下次我们再说。
And we'll save the details for next time.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你说怎么会神不让他们寻见？
But brothers and sisters, you may ask, why would the Lord not let them seek?
神不是说寻找的就寻见吗？
Didn't the Lord say that if you seek, you will find?
叩门就开门。
And if you knock, it will be opened.
祷告祈求就得着。
And if you pray, ask, you will get it.
怎么现在会跑出一些来？他们要找神的话，却找来找去找不到。
And why would it say that if they're searching for the word of Lord, they cannot find it?
问题在哪里呢？
Where's the problem?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
问题就在他们找错对象
that they were searching for the wrong object
到了这样严重的地步
to such a severe point
他们心里头所以为的神仍然是那个金牛犊
they were still considering the golden calves as the gods
而却不是那一位他们祖宗的亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神
but it's not the god ofAbraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，向他们所要的不是别的。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
只是他们要悔改回转。
Did not ask for anything else but their repentance.
他们就马上可以得着神的得见神的面。
And they could see God's face right away.
但是他们却不是这样。
But they were not like this.
他们到处跑。
They wander around.
听说这里有一个神灵明很灵明。就去那里找。
And they heard this God was good, and they go seek for it.
听说那里头有一个什么神呢、啊？他是会给人指导迷津的，又跑到那。
And they heard that there's a God that can give people guidance, and they wander over there.
找错对象。
They were seeking after the wrong object.
找错了对象。
The wrong object.
你就没有办法得着。灵里头的供应
then you could not gain the supply for your spirit
所以饥饿不是因为没有饼
so it's not a famine of food
干渴不是因为没有水
and it's not a thirst for water
乃是因为不听耶和华的话
but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord
弟兄姊妹留意注意这句话
Brothers and sisters take note of this verse
不是没有耶和华的话
It's not without the words of the Lord.
有耶和华的话。
They have the words of the Lord.
但是他们不要听。
But they would not hear it.
不听等于没有。
If they don't hear it, there's nothing for them.
问题出在这里。
And that's the problem.
但为什么他们不听呢?
And why would they not hear?
这就回头要很多话要说了。
And there are a lot of words to be spoken here.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到以色列民当年的那种愚昧。
And when we look at the foolishness of the Israelites at that time,
我们一面是为他们可惜，因为神向他们说话。
On one hand, we feel sorry for them because God has spoken to them, but they would not listen.
但是那一种光景放在今天称为神的儿女的人的身上，会不会也发生同样的反应呢？
But if that condition happens on the children of God, will we have the same reaction?
到了这个末了的日子。
At the end time,
我们也常常看到这样的事。
We can also see this happening.
但愿主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
不叫我们落到这种光景。
So that we would not be in this condition.
首先的一件事情，让我们认准我们跟随的是谁。
And the first thing is to be sure who we are following.
不能让别样来代替我们那一位又真又活的神。
We cannot use anything else to replace our true and living God.
但愿主恩待怜悯我们。
May God have mercy and grace.
我想我们今天晚上就先停在这。
And we'll end here tonight.
我们要祷告。
Let's pray.